Good morning. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Venkatesh Sakamuri, the CEO of Stay Flexi. Good evening in your case, Venkatesh. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Mark, and happy to have you. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us today. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, so I did my graduation from Carnegie Mellon, as you know. We were just talking about it. And soon after that, I landed a job in Silicon Valley. I used to work for Oracle in the code database development team, writing C programming. I have nothing to do in the hospitality world. But I'm a frequent traveler. I used to travel a lot over the long weekends and things like that. And with my friends back then, who I met in Oracle. So we always had one problem. That problem led to start Stay Flexi eventually. So I can come to that thing details later in your questions. Right? But there's a quick journey, like my background and where I was working. And then that one problem in the hospitality space led us to, you know, quit our full-time high-paying jobs and then start something on our own.
Wow. And you know, I mean, Oracle is about 2 miles from me. I mean, and it's a...
I know. You can see the Oracle campus from there.
Yeah, it's a very big, successful company. So that must have been a little scary to break out on your own, true?
Yeah, I mean, and also another thing is like we are immigrants, right? So usually like people will be skeptical about like switching, you know, taking this entrepreneur path, you know, so it means a lot. Actually, we took that all those risks and then we are where we are. And then we are backed by some of the good VCs and, you know, we have, yeah.
Well, very good. So tell us about Stay Flexi. What is the product that you offer and who is your target market?
Yeah, as the name says, Stay Flexi, which means that staying flexible. Mm-hmm. This is the product for the hoteliers and vacation rental owners to offer the extreme flexibility to their guests. So now I'll tell you the problem which led us to start the Stay Flexi, right? So every time we go to a hotel or the vacation rental, like we would land, our flight would land early and then we would go like knock their doors at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. They say that, hey, you have to wait till like afternoon, 2 p.m. or 11, you know, your check-in is at afternoon. You're not supposed to come early. So almost every single time we had this problem, like why the hell, like they have the hotel rooms empty, by the way. So 40% of the rooms are empty. But they couldn't offer simply because of the operational issues or whatnot. So we felt like the hospitality is stuck in the jail timings of afternoon check-in, afternoon check-out. We fundamentally wanted to, you know, disrupt that and make the rooms more flexible to offer to their guests, like anytime check-in, anytime check-out. So that led us to start Stay Flexi, as the name says, like offering the flexibility to the guests. And fast forward, we have over 1,200 hotels using our platform, and we recently backed by Y Combinator. You don't know, you heard about Y Combinator, which backed Airbnb, Stripe, and a bunch of other unicorns and decacons. So, yeah, we are fortunate that it is recognized. Our idea is like, recognized, and then where we are today.
Interesting. So it sounds like you're not only the CEO of Stay Flexi, you're a customer of Stay Flexi, true?
Yeah. So we have our own hotels, my hotels. I'm using Stay Flexi to run them, and then I monitor it, yeah.
And COVID had to have an interesting effect on both your company and your clientele, I would assume. I mean, once COVID hit, travel just stopped, right? But it also opened up all kinds of possibilities in terms of remote work. So, I mean, back in March of 2020, what was the biggest difference that you noticed other than people weren't booking anything?
Yeah, so this is the actual event happened when the COVID hit and then everything was shut down. We were actually enjoying because for us, it was the baby steps to get started off the company, writing the code and all that. I mean, we had just pilot customers. So we were not too much worried about like losing the customers and all that. Like, so we had secured our seed funding. We were just still developing. We thought like, oh, this is the right time. You know, while others are finding it hard, you know, to run their businesses, we know what we're doing. We anyway need 1 year to develop this thing. And then, you know, so we were actually developing, but taking the code into the context, like what the hotels need for the post-COVID world, like contactless check-ins. So one of the things, if you look at like Stay Flexi means flexibility, right? That requires a lot of automation in the hotels. So previously hoteliers were hardly listening to the story. Like, hey, we want to automate the room check-ins and check-out. They were like, no, I'm fine. But COVID, they're like, I want this thing. Contactless check-in, check-out became a buzzword, which we're already developing it. So it helped us, you know, like to gain the traction that helped us for the recent growth what we had. So we actually like COVID born, COVID, you know, company, you know, we use that thing as a way, as a wedge to go to the market. Yeah.
And I mean, things are starting to open up a little now. And do you find now that people have started working remotely, they're like, hey, I think I'm going to go work in Miami this week and starting to use your product more?
Yeah. So immediately as the doors opened and the hotels started operating in a limited capacity or whatever, they saw this shift of like workations, right? So workplace vacations. So a lot of leisure travelers, you know, started and, you know, becoming like a mainstream. It used to be like only weekend leisure travelers, weekdays business travels. So it became like leisure travels are using the weekday rooms as well. So the profile is flipped completely. So the hotel started thinking new, like, no, I have to worry about, like, because it used to be like people were not staying in the rooms before, because on a business trip they come and then they leave the room and then they'll be outside most of the time. Yeah. And workation, they stay more time in the hotel, they use amenities. So hotels had to think completely different, and the systems should accommodate all these operational issues. So that actually helped us in understanding, like, work with closely with our pilot hotels, and then come up with the proper use cases to them. So we always have like first to the market, even though the existing systems were there, they were not prepared for this kind of paradigm shift, right? So
And being a startup, you obviously could make that pivot easier than some of the big companies.
Precisely, yeah, yeah.
And not, I mean, you started coding in the middle of the pandemic, so. What was hiring like? Because you had to, I mean, I'm assuming you were a remote company. Do you have offices in San Francisco, or are you 100% remote?
During the COVID, it was completely remote, but we had an office in Bangalore.
Oh,
so under the backstory, like we bootstrapped this thing with our own funding and all that. So we could afford some resources in Bangalore to work for us. Mm-hmm. So we had an office, but in Valley, it is Palo Alto coffee shops, the Blue Bottle coffee shop, Phil's coffee shop. Mm-hmm. So you name all the coffee shops in the
I've been to all of them.
you could see us. So sitting in three of us sitting and coding, doing the weekends and evenings. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now that we're starting to come out of it, where do you foresee that you will continue to operate out of Bangalore, or do you think as you grow, you'll be hiring from anywhere in the world?
No, we have already a full-time resources in US. We have two salespeople. Tech is currently in Bangalore, and we co-founders are in Valley. We are also tech guys. So, but we are planning to open. We have an office space in San Francisco. We're temporarily parking it. We are not working from there, but we'll be working from there very soon in the next couple of months. Yeah.
Mm. And as you know, and I know, office space in San Francisco has definitely gone down in price over the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's the reason why we secured it, so that, you know, we can use it. So we got it for really cheap. So, yeah.
Mm, very cool. And in general, where do you see remote work going in the future for everybody? Because I personally think it's going to increase. And I think your product will be used more and more. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely say yes. I would not say that no, people would not use my product, but here are my two takes, right? So things might be momentary. Humans are not used to this remote worker, the workations yet. They might think that this is crazy, but if you get a feedback from the people who have already done this thing, like remote work, so they're like, I have enjoyed it. I'm fine. I wanted to go back to my regular things. So these things I kept hearing from my own experience. I did the workation kind of a thingy. So unless it is something interesting in the where you have stayed or where you will be staying. So you would not stay more than a week. So, you know, you have to do something there. If you go with the family, and it has to be affordable. So if you are paying rent of $3,000 in Foster City, a 1 BHK, that family has to travel. So it should be around the same, like maybe 3,000 to 4,000 range, then fine, it might work out. So you know what I mean? Like it's all about affordability, and those things plays a bigger role than just merely talking about like, hey, this is buzz, blah, 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 blah. But practicality is a little different. So if the hotels or vacation rentals and the products around it can actually, you know, get that affordability to the mainstream, then currently it's expensive, by the way. If you book an Airbnb in San Francisco for a month, you'll be paying like $10,000. So it's a lot.
Yeah, but there's other parts of the world where it's not so expensive. But do you want to go to a workcation there?
Yeah, that's true. If you go to like, you know, like if you come to Asia, you feel like value for the money.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes, that makes sense.
No matter the now question is like, is it the doors are open to all these countries? Not yet. So yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Well, Venkatesh, it was great talking to you today. I know it's late at night there. It's almost 11 o'clock at night or midnight, right? Which one?
Yeah, it's kind of being on the midnight, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time again and have a great week.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
All right.